Good morning. Let's begin our worship by singing our hymn of preparation that is printed in your bulletin. Welcome this morning to Main Street United Methodist Church, and a very special welcome to those of you that are visiting with us this morning. We want you to know that you are always welcome with us here at Main Street, and we hope that you do have a very meaningful worship experience with us this morning. I want to ask that visitors and members alike please register your attendance as the attendance pads are passed down the pew. If you are a visitor looking for a church home, we would like for you to consider Main Street, and if you would give us your address and phone number, we'll have someone contact you and let you know what's going on in the life of the church. Reminder to all parents that beginning next Sunday evening, August 13th, at 5 o'clock in the Fellowship Hall, there will be a four-part series on parenting issues. That program will take place from 5 until 7 on Sunday afternoon. There will be child care for preschoolers and activities for elementary children, and then there will be snack suppers for everyone attending. So all parents, the session that starts next Sunday will run for a four-week series. Also, I want to remind you that our food pantry is in dire need of help. We serve a great many people out of our food pantry, and that food pantry is now depleted, so if you would please help us replenish that food pantry. Our Wednesday night gatherings will start again next week. That's August 16th. We will be doing something a little different this year in that the meals for the gatherings will be catered. We have three different restaurants that will be catering those meals on a rotating basis. So if you do make reservations, please be very diligent in letting the church office know if you will not be attending that week, because we will be having to pay for the number of people that we tell the caterer will be there. We will be accepting standing reservations as we have in the past, so you can call the church office and just let them know that you want a standing reservation, or you can call the church office on an individual week's basis and let them know that you're going to be there that week. Reminder for Main Streeters to get your reservation in for the musical medley program that's going to be presented by Shaw Thompson, his wife and brother. That will be on August the 22nd in the Trinity Classroom at 11:30, and that will be followed by a buffet luncheon at the Greenwood Country Club. Again, luncheon tickets are $10 and can be purchased in the church office up until August 17th. So please contact the church office and make reservations for that. Also a reminder that next Sunday morning will be the official beginning of our 8:28 Celebrate Contemporary Worship, Praise and Worship Service. We had a dress rehearsal this morning that was attended by about 40 people, and I think that you will really enjoy that service, and we hope to see many of you out there next Sunday, 8:28 in the Fellowship Hall. You can go to that service, you can have breakfast, you can go to Sunday school, and then you can join us here at 11 o'clock. So please make plans to attend the Praise and Worship Service next Sunday morning. Now let us prepare our hearts for worship.
Thank you. Would you please stand for the call to worship? O God, we have sought satisfaction in things of space and time. Now we come to seek fulfillment in your acts of mercy and grace. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. We come to you, Lord. Give us bread to eat. We live in you, Lord. Give us drink. You may be seated and join in the invocation as printed in the bulletin. Nurturing God, you alone can satisfy our hungry hearts. May we be sustained by the Christ, our living bread, in whose name we pray, for he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Good morning. Take me a little while to get used to being up here again. For our community concerns, I would call your attention to those names that are printed in the bulletin, your newsletter, and I'm sure that each of you have read those and are aware of things that we need to pray for. I would like for you to add Doris McKinney to the prayer list. Understand that she is ill. And also remember our pastor, Jim Dennis, and Caroline at their own vacation. Let's remember these in our prayers. And now I invite you to go with me to God in a time and a moment of prayer. Let us pray.
God of hope, with our prayers we cry out to you, and we confess that today we are frightened a bit. We keep wiping our tears away, but the tears keep coming as the death toll keeps rising across our world. We pray that you might squeeze those families who walk in the numbness of bereavement tightly, that you might hold them close to your heart. May you caress the souls of young wives and children whose fathers, husbands, wives are out there this morning, somewhere to protect the world from extremism. Lord, we're finding it hard to understand. It was the best of times, but it was also the worst of times. We know now that it was inevitable, for all across this globe of ours, things were not as we viewed them. For others, it was the worst of times, and now those times have arrived upon us. May you grant us wisdom, O God, and grant us patience. Keep the faces of those young warriors out there always before us. Guard us from division and forever hold us in unity as a nation, that we might pass through these times doing what is right and true. Lord, we know more pain awaits us. Keep us from becoming callous and uncaring. Touch our heart and bathe us in the compassion of your word and grace. We hold before you our own private and individual concerns. May you touch these whose names are listed in our bulletin, those who are sick this morning among us, and may they know your care. And we would ask this, Lord, in the name of the one who came and taught us to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now we'd like for Gil and Glenn and Jill to come forward and present the Bibles this morning.
I would like to call our third graders up here at this time, Charlie Dent, Sheely Dominic, Jay Logan, and Skylar McGinnis. You need to bring your bulletins. We had promotion this morning, and these are our new third graders. We're so glad they are here. We traditionally at Main Street give a Bible to each one of the new third graders. We are sticking with the new international version, no, New Revised Standard Version, which is the version that we always give here at Main Street. But we have changed the Bibles. Abingdon Press, through Cokesbury, has published a new Bible that is written on the third to sixth grade level. So we have branched out, and that is the Bible that they are going to be receiving today. If all of you would look in your bulletin at the litany. Y'all stand together so you can use the mic. Come on here,
Jill. Receive the word of God. Learn its stories and study its words. Its stories belong to us all. These words speak to us all. They tell us who we are. They tell us that we belong to one another, for we are the people of God.
We receive these Bibles with our hands, our hearts, and our minds, Thank you. We will read and study the Bibles together.
We rejoice in this stop in your journey with God. We pray God will guide you, your family, and us as you use this Holy Bible in your home, Sunday school classes, and in our worship. We will learn together and grow in our love for God's Word.
The Word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Thanks be to God.
Okay, Charlie. And Sheely Dominic. And Jay Logan. And we'll get Skylar's to them. Thank you. At this time, we would like... Oh, okay. At this time, we would like to invite all the children up for Children's Time with Jack Carmody. Does anybody see Jack? He's kind of hard to miss. He's so tall. Wonder where he is. Say, Jack!
Hey, guys. Why are y'all giving me that look? You guys are looking at me funny. Oh, can I sit there? Thanks. All right. Well, I wanted to let y'all know that I'm getting ready for a celebration. Can you tell? Y'all like my car's hat? Well, I'm getting ready for a celebration. And you know what I did? I looked up the word celebrate in the Bible. And did y'all know that the word celebrate is actually in the Bible a lot? Now, could y'all think about, if we're Christians, what would Christians have to celebrate? Can y'all think of anything? No? I'm sure there might. There's got to be something. Can y'all think of anything? What would we have to celebrate? So Christians celebrate birthdays. Exactly right. Y'all think of anything else? Christmas! Yeah.
A birthday.
Did y'all catch that? Yeah. Easter. Y'all getting real good at this. Well, as Christians, we can celebrate having Jesus, right? And we learn about Jesus every Sunday. But the good thing about Jesus is, and what's special about him, is when he came to earth, what he did when he left the earth, through him, we have the chance to be forgiven of all the bad stuff we've ever done. Y'all ever do anything bad? Yeah, I do bad stuff. You've never done anything bad?
No, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Well, that still counts. That still counts. Just a little bit. Still counts. Good try, though. Hmm? Oh, let's talk in a minute. And so, through Jesus, we can be forgiven. If we accept Christ into our hearts and give our lives to Jesus, we can be forgiven. And that's what we celebrate as Christians. And you know what? When we're here Sunday mornings, we can celebrate that too. And in fact, we're enrolling a new service next Sunday. It starts at 8:28. It's called 8:28 Celebrate. And that's just to give you guys another opportunity to celebrate what God has done through Jesus. And so it's going to be Sunday mornings at 8:28 in the fellowship hall. And so we want to encourage everyone to come. It's going to be really exciting, a little bit different, a little more laid back. So it's just going to give us another chance where we can celebrate what God has done for us in a new and exciting way. So we hope you all join us, and we can celebrate Jesus right now. So will you pray with me? Dear God, we thank you for giving us Jesus. We want to celebrate that this day and every day. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Thanks, guys.
Let us now give to God his tithe and our offering.
Only done one verse?
Sorry about that. It will take me a while to get back into the swing of things here. Y'all have changed a little bit. Let us look now to the Gospel of John, and of course you will remain standing as I read from the Gospel of John, verses 21 through 30. Jesus is about to tell his disciples what is soon to be a coming event of the cross. He begins by telling them that one of them is going to betray him. And so in the 21st verse of the 13th chapter, John says, after saying this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, "Very truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. And one of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter, therefore, motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" And Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." So when he had dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After he received the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. And Jesus said to him, "Do quickly what you are about to do." Now, no one at the table knew why he said this to him. And some thought that because Judas had the common purse is why Jesus spoke to him this way. Jesus was telling him, "Buy what you need for the festival," or that he should give something to the poor. And so after receiving the piece of bread, Judas immediately went out, and it was night. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And now let us affirm our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. After I pulled that boo-boo a while ago, I noticed that it said stanza one. I read the bulletin, I know what was going on, wouldn't I? It is good to be back in this pulpit today. It's been a long time since I've stood here. It's good to see many of you. I've already spoken to many of you this morning. The last 2 years, I've been serving Harris and Ebenezer United Methodist Churches, and I'm back in full retirement now, and this, of course, is mine and Eleanor's home, and you'll be seeing a lot of us, I hope, in the next few years. So it is good to be back among you and to be with you this morning. And when Reverend Dennis called and asked me if I would lead the service this morning, I very readily agreed and became excited that he would trust me to do this. And so I call your attention now to what I would like to speak to you about this morning. Jesus is coming to the close of his ministry. He is aware that some of the end events, some of the things that are about to take place, that some of those things will neither be pretty nor will they be helpful to the disciples, to those who he is about to leave behind. He has gathered the disciples in the upper room, and he is about to celebrate with them the Passover meal. He knows his time is short, and he knows that in just a few hours he's going to be walking toward the cross. Judas has been a close friend. He has also been the treasurer of the group. And Judas is disturbed. Somehow in his mind, he has been able to formulate what is about to take place. And he's about to do something that is out of character with Judas. He is about to attempt to stop this event. And in his event to stop what is about to take place, he will betray Jesus. And Jesus says to him, "Judas, do quickly what you have to do." Now, according to John, Judas received the bread. Now, read it closely. Those verses that I read to you a moment ago. Judas received the bread, but never drank the wine. So after receiving the piece of bread, this is what John says, after receiving the piece of bread, Judas immediately went out. That's the last verse, verse 30 of that particular section of Scripture. And I love the way John ends that verse with a short, terse sentence. After receiving the bread, Judas immediately went out, period. Then John says, and it was night. And it was night. I've often pondered that verse. What did John mean? What did he mean by those words, and it was night? Did he just simply mean it was night out there? It was dark out there? That the moon was shining, the stars were in the sky? Is that all he meant? Well, I'm sure he meant that, but I am also sure that those words, and it was night, have a much deeper meaning. You see, John's gospel is a theological gospel. And we who follow Jesus, we see the deeper meaning of those four words. You see, the cross waits. Jesus knows the cross is waiting. And in just a few short hours, his dead body will be taken down from the cross and placed inside an open tomb and a stone rolled in front of that tomb. And those who had instigated this event, standing far off as they watch what was taking place, seeing him hang there on the cross and watching him take his last breath, they must have smiled and said, "It's finally over. It's finally done. It's finished. And now life can get back to normal in this little country of ours." Well, you know what happened next. Sunday came. And something we who call ourselves Christian, something called Easter occurred, and the tomb opened and our Lord came out risen, alive, and well. And he would make 40 appearances and eat and drink with his disciples. Well, the world has never gotten back to the normal before the cross and the resurrection. You see, my Jesus is alive and well. And I hope your Jesus is alive and well. When he went back to the Father, my Jesus told us he was never going to leave us. He would send us a comforter, the Holy Spirit. And that Spirit will come and come upon us and will see us through whatever may come our way. Sure, there are going to be some tough times. But Jesus said, "Don't fret about them. I'm going to be here always, even until the end of the age." Well, all of us are aware that some tough times are going on out there in our world today. Jesus told us it would never be easy. He also told us to live each day as though it was going to be our last. But he did not tell us when he was coming back. He promised, "I'll be back. And you go about doing my work and live your life as though this is going to be the last day before I come. But never, ever did he tell us when it would be. He said, "Only the Father in heaven knows this." I've been reading the newspapers and I've been listening to the news just like you. In these past weeks, the doomsayers have been falling out of the sky, telling us, "Get ready, he's coming." Well, I hope you don't get suckered. For the doomsayers don't know any more when Jesus is coming back than you or me. Only God in heaven knows that. And what he wants us to do, whatever we do, is to live our lives for him. Whatever happens, we who follow him, we shall be empowered by him. Sure, it's dark out there. And the fact of the matter is, it may get darker. And it was night. But somewhere out there is that little cross. And from that little cross, his light will keep coming. Keep coming to you and to me. I believe this, and it's what holds me together. When I listen to the news and read the news in the newspapers that more Americans died this week in Iraq, I weep for the fallen wherever they may be. You weep for the fallen. And perhaps someday this old world of ours might learn that peace is the best way to go. I'm sure that you have wept for the people of Lebanon and Israel these past few days. We need to keep them in our prayers, and we need to pray that as the peacemakers come together, that somehow the violence might stop. When Reverend Dennis asked me to lead this service today, that he and Caroline might take a little vacation time, I really pondered what I might say in the communion sermon. At first, I said in my mind, stay away from the war. Then the question arose within me, why? We who follow Jesus know this is a fallen world. We know this. And because it is a fallen world, we know that evil lives and thrives in this world of ours. And we need to remind ourselves that we do indeed live in this fallen world. We also need to remind ourselves that we believe the time will come when Jesus will make it a better world. Some of you who went through the first Christian believer class we did some years ago, when you went through it with me, you know about my infatuation with the movie. It's an old movie now. It was simply titled The Gladiator. The Gladiator movie has a very subliminal ending. You can watch that movie all the way through. And if you're not familiar with what's taking place and happening in the history of that time, you can miss the fact that the white gladiator and the black gladiator are Christian brothers. The movie closes with the black gladiator in the Roman arena. And he's down on his knees. His brother, the white gladiator, has just been carried out of the arena dead. And kneeling there in the arena, the black gladiator, he scoops out a hole in the ground with his hands. And in the hole, he places carved images of his dead friend's wife and child. And then bowing as though he is in prayer, he says, "My friend, you're with your family now. Someday I'll see you again." And here he's talking about the resurrection. But not yet. Not yet. I have to go home first. And then he rises and starts toward his homeland. As I sat there watching that movie, after I'd seen it about 10 times, dawned on me what was going on. And I discovered myself thinking, that black gladiator, God alone, put his life back together. Nothing else could have done it. Only God could have brought about the events that now points that black gladiator toward home. And I remind you this morning that all of us are on our way somewhere. And my question to you is, where are you heading? Makes no difference. Whatever the events, whatever the challenges may be, the cross of our Lord Christ will lead each and every one of us home. Sure, it's dark out there. Sure, a dark time seems to have engulfed our world. But you and I believe there is one in charge who will somehow, someday, take these events and piece them together. And we'll all be on our way home. Amen. I invite you to open your hymn book to the Sacrament of Holy Communion, number 12. In order for you to hear me, I'm going to have to do everything from behind the pulpit. I neglected to find that lavalier that Jim wears. So would you look at the invitation? Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. And now let us move to the great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, as union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet, through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And I would invite those who are going to help me serve the communion to come forward, please.
Thank you.
And now may you go forth in peace, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen.